The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of A Numbers Game at Visa, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. All proudly brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin, producer number nine, everybody. So much more than a producer. Almost at producer records. I don't want to go past nine, Kelly. Don't ever leave.
You don't want to hit double digits?
Don't want to do that. By the way, before you bet on the big game, we should point out, check out VSiN's Big Game Betting Guide today. The Big Game Betting Guide has favorite prop bets, picks, and best bets from VSiN hosts and guests. Also, find out how legendary sports broadcaster Brent Musburger is betting the game. We might even find that out before the end of the hour when Brent joins us. To get the guide and all that VSiN has to offer, become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of only $9.99 today at vsin.com/subscribe. Ladies and gentlemen, unscripted. With the crack man, remotely, Bill Krakenberger.
Oh, yeah. And it goes a little something like this.
Yeah! Hey.
Where you at, Billy?
East Coast, doing an East Coast tour here. I'm actually going to see what's going to be going on in Boston later on today. So going to the Encore book, may stop at the Barstool book and terrorize them. They only have, you can only bet at the counters there, no kiosk, no app betting yet. So I'm told they're taking some bets. Well, I'll report in on that later on. So also the Foxwoods and DraftKings, which is FanDuel. And of course, DraftKings at Foxwoods, and see what they're taking on prop bets. Books are a little bit different this year, a little bit harder for these books on the East Coast, unbelievably, probably getting some bigger bets in Vegas. You know, I was surprised to see the South Point. They were taking 2,000 when I was there on the props just yesterday, circa 2,000. I was getting 3,000 it was actually really good. I was really happy. I was really happy with the volume I was getting down in. You know, listen, I know that everyone doesn't bet those amounts, but just to be able to talk good about sports books, and it's an opportunity, and that's the reasons why I'm pretty tough on sports books, because I just expect them to be good. So I'm a little bit tougher on sports books than the average Joe, so it's good to give them some good praise and some good props. I beat up William Hill and Caesars for a healthy six figures the last 6-8 months, so I give them credit. They're a book that, you know, they wouldn't allow a lot of people with the brain to bet, and they have changed their stance, taken the volume, moved the numbers. Great job over there.
Bill, how does Bill Krakenberger travel up the East Coast and down? Do you go in the crackmobile? Do you drive yourself? Do you take a jet? What do you do?
You know, there's an unbelievable airline that started. The CEO of JetBlue started this airline called Breeze. And Breeze goes nonstop from Las Vegas right to Hartford here, Bradley Airport, nonstop. And they have first class, which is great. And by the way, the first class is coach prices for right now, anyway. Literally $200. I got a first class seat one way. It includes the bags, big seats, plug-ins for my phones. I mean, it actually shocks me. So you can get that for like $219, $209. So that's the way I travel from West Coast to East Coast on this particular trip. And then I rent a car, and I'll just drive all around and just rent a car. And, you know, rental cars are out of control too, but still, you have to get some. You have to get place to place. So,
how many Super Bowl prop bets do you think you have in pocket right now?
Ooh, good question. You know, I didn't kind of count them more than I thought. I thought I was going to have less. I probably bet. I don't know. You know, it's funny. I have a list right now to go bet, so I have another 10 here. But I probably bet between 10 and 15 right now, which is. That's a lot, believe it or not. I probably, you know, there's a lot that are unique to sports books. So I know people get upset that follow me and crack win stuff. They go, oh my God, you didn't get that. It's unique to one sports book. I don't do that. By the way, Gil, people that sell games love to do that. Bet this at BetMGM, and here's the line, and maybe one person can get it. I love when these places do that, that sell, oh yeah, there's one sports book that has this line. It's in, upstate New York, or that's not fair. It's not fair to do that to people. I like to give some things that are widely available. So I'll have a lot more today. But, yes, I do have about that many. But 75% of these will be actually betting them on Super Bowl Sunday. So I'll be betting lots of player props under. Probably.
That's what I wanted to get to, and you've jumped ahead of that, which is exactly what I talked about with Rufus yesterday, and I've talked about him, you know, as a guy who is famous for betting Super Bowl props. That the way this has changed, I mean, it was always to some degree the case, but now really starkly the case, where most of his stuff, or at least half of it, is on day of, where there's so many more people betting now, millions more, tens of millions more. And so the brain of the average bettor, the way that the human brain is wired, is for positivity, overs. We see that in any sport, right? People like to bet overs more than they do unders. That's how our instincts are wired. And so in Super Bowl, in the case of the Super Bowl, you are going to wait till the day of to bet a lot of unders just based on that kind of behavior.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I spent some time with Rufus the other day, and I seen him for a few minutes. And yes, he's a new and improved Rufus Peabody. Friendly, nice, doesn't think he's the smartest person on the planet, but he's one of the sharpest guys. His group, him and his group, boy, they're feared. They're feared. So what they do on Super Bowl Sunday and what they do on prop bets throughout the year, very sharp group, very, I'm friends with a couple of those guys.
Many bets do you imagine having by game time? How many do you imagine having?
100. Yeah.
And you will have no idea what you're rooting for at that point.
I love you saying that, because I put that on Twitter the other day with a video, and people came in and said, "What do you mean you don't know what you're rooting for?" Yeah, BS. Let me tell you something, guys. I really won't know. You're asking me right now. I know I have a couple things the kickoff, no touchback. I think it's going to be run out plus 180. I bet at Circa for a good amount of money here too, and they took a good bet on that. So, but like I know I have that, but yet I don't know player props that I'll have. You know how hard it is to watch a game and root for a guy to get this, don't get this, get. No, I don't know. This is a business to me, guys. This is not this puts food on the table. It takes care of my family. It takes care of my friends. This isn't something that's recreational to me. I know it's recreational to a lot of people, and I appreciate that, by the way. I need recreational money in the market, especially for Sunday. I need a lot of liquidity. So, good point, Gil. I will not know what I have on most of the things, but yet, like, I know this year you bet we actually bet a lot of overs early. I'm surprised I actually went even on an under on a player prop. I went under on Hurts yards. Usually I would wait, but situation was happening there where I kept on seeing the market go lower and lower, and I wanted to jump on that and, you know, getting a little advantage on that. But, like, I think Mahomes is probably healthier than people think. He's probably closer to the 100%. Not 100, that's not a good number. Probably 90%. Closer to 90% than people think. And a 90% Mahomes is better than 100% healthy in a lot of other quarterbacks. So, I think he's a little bit healthier here, so I'm not going to be going against anything there of his. I might go touchdown. Something I like doing, I like betting touchdown passes under. I seen the Westgate had a juicy, that the boy, I tell you, they had under three minus like 400, under three touchdown passes. Wow. Four touchdown passes from Mahomes it's going to take to beat me, but yet I still didn't do it. I still didn't lay that number when I was there. But I'm actually coming back in for the Super Bowl. So
I was going to ask you where you're watching it. Yeah, where you're going to be in town to watch it. Just for those who aren't familiar with you as much, give me the pie of how many of your Super Bowl props are you just picking off a bad number based on the fact that they're in multiple places and you say, oh, well, this one is the number to grab. What's the percentage of you being advised from somebody else like, hey, based on my model, you should be betting this? How does it break down for you?
Yeah, you know, the bad number thing, I guess, but you could search around and get some. I seen yesterday, as soon as I got in late last night, I actually found like scalps, but I didn't even scalp them because you can't get enough money down to scalp. So if I was to bet a nickel over, you know, minus $1.20, well, I got to come back with $300 the other way plus 140. Like, it's just not what I do. I try to bet the bad number, what I think the bad number is. That's going to happen on certain situations. But yes. Me and my team absolutely will be betting I'll be betting lots of stuff based on models, but also based on that number on Sunday being bet up. I'm hoping that in volume, you know, these little $25, $50, $100 bets, I'm hoping in volume, these sports books are forced to overmove the numbers on the player props and go up, where I actually may find a Hurts again, a good number on his passing yard. So my goal is to be betting mostly unders on Sunday and probably closer to game time. I know some people are saying Saturdays. Saturday there may be some low-hanging fruit, but Sunday is really the day where I'm hoping that the books, you know, realize their risk and exposure on certain player props, yardage, attempts, all that kind of stuff, you know, receptions. And I know what the market is. I have a sheet, which I know what the market is on every player prop as far as the yards and the numbers. So I'll know if they do move them up where I can jump in and take advantage of some of that stuff. So
all right,
see what happens.
Bill, and for those who want to actually see Bill Krakenberger in action, what he does, how he behaves, all the different things he does before Super Bowl, it might be time to fire up the old action docu-series. This was before the Super Bowl between the Rams and the Patriots. It's a few years back. It's a great sort of window into what Bill does before the Super Bowl, what Todd Wishnev is in there as well, and others, it should be pointed out. But Bill prominently featured Action, the docuseries on Showtime. Cool. Bill, great seeing you. We'll see.
Where are you going to be, Gil?
I'll be here.
Where are you at for Super Bowl?
It's the first Super Bowl since 2016 that I'll actually be able to watch on my own at home. How about that?
Have a great game, my man.
You too.
See you guys.
Bill Krakenberger, everybody. At Bill Crackman with the K on the Twitter machine. He was quick to go to the get off Skype there. See that? It's a little Fortinball. Get out of here quick. Routine on the video. Mike Pritchard joins us next. Super Bowl 57 talk from VSiN's Pro Football Blitz. That's next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The big game means big coverage from VSiN, starting with the Lombardi Line. Michael Lombardi, a former NFL GM, will have pregame insights you don't want to miss, special editions of Follow the Money with Paulie Howard and Mitch Moss, and a numbers game. That's with me, Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin as well. We tackle last-second line moves on the game and dive deeper into props. And then legendary sports broadcaster Brent Musburger will tell you how he's betting the big game on Countdown to Kickoff. Big Game Sunday starts at 10 a.m. Eastern right here on VSiN, the sports betting network. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback from all. This is from David Miller, 29. He's excited because, he said, thanks to my VSiN live shows, I have these two beauties in my pocket. He's got Brock Purdy, Offensive Player of the Year, 10-1. He's got Geno Smith, Comeback Player of the Year, 20-1. Mac made it right. He said, notice your graphic over the last 2 days has the Eagles -2. Where's the line at? I just checked 7 books. They all have -1.5.
That would be, it's coming from the South Point.
Mm-hmm. South Point, where we broadcast from. Jesse Welch. Tomlin has never had a losing season. I wish someone had conveyed this before now so I could have capitalized on it. Hey, Gil, how's my Bucks Super Bowl ticket looking in your opinion? Jim Devitt. I just want to say Jim Devitt because I keep mispronouncing his name. I keep saying Jim DeWitt. Pardon me, Jim Devitt. Tom from Pittsburgh. Interesting, KD wanted to go to Phoenix before the season, and the Nets ownership complied. Not so much with Kyrie, who wanted to go to L.A., and ownership said any team except the Lakers. The tale of two superstars. And then Durbin P24 says, Todd Wishnev was very subdued on the podcast yesterday. Did Gil drop a Xanax in his drink pre-show? I did not, but what a great idea. filed away.
What was he? Was he quiet?
No, it was Rufus was great. So Rufus was kind enough. Rufus Peabody was kind enough to do a doubleheader with me yesterday on a numbers game, and then Megapod. Megapod, we get to really dive deep into his whole props process. And so it was just the conversation was such that we were kind of riveted by it.
Because Todd was like forced to sit back and listen.
Yeah, I mean, he got his Yinzer thing in there, and he had a couple moments. Trust me. But yeah, generally subdued. But thank you for that suggestion. Mike Pritchard joins us, everybody. He is from VSiN's Pro Football Blitz, coming back already back from Arizona now, back in Nevada. How you doing, Mike?
I'm hanging in there. I'm on fumes. You know what? I haven't heard the name Rufus in a long time.
Oh, so this is the thing I always tell Rufus Peabody. He sounds he sounds like he was in the horn section of the Ohio Players.
Right. Exactly. So, yep, exactly.
And yet he's a nerdy quant who bets on sports. Yeah.
Okay, I love it though. I love it.
How was Arizona, Mike? Make us jealous.
Arizona was Arizona was great. The energy when you're at the Super Bowl, Gil, I mean, it's incredible. There's no match for it, really. I mean, the hype of the game, you love the fact that there's 2 weeks. You love the fact that everybody has an opinion. You love the stories that emanate out of the Super Bowl, too. So it was action-packed, you know. The build-up during a whole week, I think it's at a crescendo today, like Thursday, because everybody's going to get out of Dodge, get back home for Friday, get ready for the Super Bowl, certainly. Everybody's going to come back here on Friday and Saturday, and certainly we'll have Sunday, the coverage, like you mentioned. But no, the buildup was real. The energy is real. I can't wait for kickoff, man.
All right. Everybody does have an opinion. What's yours on this? Eagles favored by 2 here at the South Point. We should point out 1.5 consensus. 51 is the game total. How do you think this goes?
Yeah, you know, it ticked up from 50.5 to 51. I think it still could go over. I haven't bet that. I was talking to Michael Silver. He was on one of the shows we were doing, and he thinks that it could go over. I talked to two quarterbacks, Jim Everett and Ryan Leaf. They thought the quarterback matchups are incredible in this one. That could supersede the defense that we see from the Eagles and really take over. Patrick Mahomes is just incredible. He's Superman, really. But I have a lean towards the Eagles. I haven't made a bet. And I see South Point at 2. Everybody else is at 1.5. I'm curious, though, if that line does climb a little bit more or not. Juju Smith-Schuster coming back healthy has opened up the door, in my opinion, for the Chiefs to really be prolific and really matriculate the football on offense, even though they are going against the number one pass defense in the National Football League.
I've been throwing this out all week. Eagles fans don't necessarily appreciate what I do, but I try to sort of, you know, say it in context, which is I love the Eagles, great football team. The one thing that worries me about them is, again, they have gotten ahead of most of their opponents this year. That has been, you know, largely in part to their schedule hasn't been the toughest thing in the world. And again, it's very odd to say that about a team on the cusp of a Super Bowl that you can go this far and say, well, your best win's probably against the Lions. Washington showed us how, you know, gave a script as to how not to let that happen. Matriculate the ball down the field, move the chains. Mm-hmm. Does it worry you at all that's, and again, no fault on the Eagles. They play who's in front of them. They were able to get ahead of opponents, and then they crush them with the way they play football. But does it worry you that if they fall behind, we don't have enough evidence to suggest that they're a good come-from-behind team?
Well, they're not a good come-from-behind team. You're spot on with that. I mean, I think, you know, New Orleans, that Saints game, too, stands out. You know, what they did so far in the playoffs, you know, a recency bias, if you will. But I think you can't discount the level of letdown from the 49ers. Remember, the 49ers held their opponents, 12 of them, 12 times this year, they held their opponents to just one score in the second half. But when you don't have a quarterback, I mean, how do you put a number on that? How do you put a value on that, right? And so we saw that defense kind of just let down and wilt against the Eagles. But there's other opinions that the Eagles wore them down. And I'm not buying into that one. But you're right. I mean, I think I do factor. I'm not a strength of schedule guy because I think every game in the National Football League is tough. Like Jalen Hurts has a separated shoulder or the SC joint, right? And there's a number of guys. Lane Johnson's going to, I think he's going to need surgery. You know, you go up to those guys. I'm like, no, that schedule was not easy. But I hear what you're saying in terms of from a metrics and a number standpoint, strength and schedule standpoint, percentages. When you line up against somebody that wants it just as badly as you do, that evens a lot of things out too, Gil. But and it comes down to matchups, right? Comes down to a handful of plays, and that's what this game is shaping up to be to me. And then when you have a guy like Patrick Mahomes on the other side. You can't discount that either. That's why I'm wondering if this line will tick up a little bit. I know a lot of bets are coming in on the Eagles, and that line has stayed steady all week long so far.
The other big narrative you hear this week is, okay, Mahomes is one thing, but besides Mahomes, the Eagles are better everywhere else.
Right.
Do you believe that?
I think they're better on the outside. I think they're better outside the numbers with Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. Other than that, I don't see a distinct advantage or a big edge. Like, I think Chris Jones is such a game wrecker, although he's under the weather. Keep an eye on that. You know, I hope it's not that other stuff that hasn't popped up in a while, right? But they got good stuff in the locker room. They got good stuff in the locker room. I believe in that. But Chris Jones is such a wrecker of a line of scrimmage that even though the Eagles have that top flight offensive line, unlike Bosa, Chris can play in the middle of the field over a center. He can shoot a gap, and then also he can line up over a tackle too. So I think he could give them some problems and kind of protect the outside, if you will, with high safety. So I think Spags will have that type of plan and kind of neutralize that offensive line advantage that the Eagles do have.
Kelly, note that Mike Pritchard will not say COVID out loud. Note that.
No. What I read into that is that the NFL has a stronger vaccine, an immediate vaccine, than anybody else on the planet.
That's right.
And Pritchard's trying to keep it under wraps.
I understand.
Pritchard said that on the air. I can't believe he said that.
It's a revealing interview.
It's
Last thing here, because we have a couple minutes. So people love to bet props.
Right.
If you've bet any, you can share with us. But just generally, as you see this game script going, who are the offensive players on either the Eagles or Chiefs that you feel will excel based on this matchup, or who do you think might be muted by this matchup?
Yeah, I think Pacheco could excel for the Chiefs as well as McKinnon. I think the two running backs, absolutely, because Juju Smith-Schuster along with Travis Kelce in the middle of the field, that's dynamic when you can involve running backs that way. You know, the Chiefs, they don't have that prolific receiver on the outside of numbers. So I don't expect them to be a vertical threat that way. I think they're going to matriculate. On the other side, offensively, I have a ticket on Miles Sanders to win Super Bowl MVP.
Oh, wow.
Top five rusher in the National Football League, right, in terms of yards, and then top four rusher in explosive plays. He had two touchdowns in the conference championship game, too. So I think if the running game really gets revved up for the Eagles, they're going to need a bigger back. You know, Gainwell is a scat back and maybe a change of pace, but maybe a limited number of opportunities. If Miles Sanders has a big day, I like that prop that I bought. It's at 30-1 when I got it. It's at 22-1 or 28-1 some places when you shop around for Super Bowl MVP. I like, you know, there's a prop out there that I like. I got my eye on the most third down converts. The Chiefs, there's +115. Also, you know, both teams score in every quarter is +500. Like, if we get that true game, those props look appealing to me as well right now, too, with Gil. Yeah. I also have Mahomes, it's MVP, 7-1. I got that back in August 28th. So
that's a nice one.
I might be celebrating tonight somewhere.
That's a nice one right there. Pritch, great talking to you. Great seeing you. Enjoy the Super Bowl if we don't talk to you beforehand.
Absolutely, Gil. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Good luck.
Mike Pritchard, everybody, from VSiN's Pro Football Blitz. You can follow him on Twitter at M.I. Pritchard. Nice little MVP tickets he's got. Mahomes and Sanders have very nice prices. Jason Weingarten, I am sure, has many a prop bet. See what he's betting in golf. See what he's betting in general. I don't know. Maybe he's betting some Sirius Caribe. That's Caribe.
Caribbean. Golf just getting underway, Gil. There was a frost warning effect.
Wow. Frost warning. Coming back next, Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Billy Walters, the Michael Jordan of sports bettors, reveals what's in his upcoming tell-all book in a one-hour special tonight right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Brent Musburger sat down with Walters this week to discuss his life growing up in Kentucky, his move out to Vegas, how he rose to fame as Vegas' most feared sports bettor, his relationship with golfer Phil Mickelson, his time in prison, and much more. Go to VSiN.com for a sneak peek, including Walters' lean for Sunday's Super Bowl, and tune in for the full interview tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern. 6 p.m. Pacific, right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And, of course, Brent will join us in just over 10 minutes, about 10, 15 minutes from now, to talk about some of his thoughts on that interview. By the way, Kelly, I know we're like a half an hour gone, but it's too late to do a pro tip from the first hour. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's going to be our one of the show today. It's okay.
It's all right. I'll just throw it in the middle.
We've had a busy day, man. Super Bowl, NBA trades going on. Come on.
Cavalcade of guests.
That's right.
Wait to fire on any NBA futures at this point, guys. Might as well wait until after trade deadline when you know what all these teams will really look like going forward. If you missed on a Suns bet, don't bet it now.
Right. I mean, unless you can get in front of the numbers moving on news, right? Unless there's another big trade here today and you can get in front of that, then yeah. Otherwise, I would wait to see how all this stuff shakes.
Would really appreciate it if big NBA trades didn't happen when we were asleep. Really appreciate that. That's your VSiN Pro Tip of the Hour. We do one every hour. It's at least 20 a day for VSiN Pro subscribers only. Searchable at VSiN.com. Skill Alexander, we get tweets at Beating the Book. Let's get through some of these also because I don't want to just want to shortchange anybody for their little moment here. D-Gen Southern Gent. Oh, he's pointing out the impact. He's absolutely right. The impact of Houston owning Brooklyn's draft picks until the end of this decade cannot be understated. He's right. 2023, 2024, 25, 26, 27, the Rockets own the rights to or can swap picks with Brooklyn in each of the next 5 years, and every single one of those picks is unprotected. All of them first rounders.
Yep.
All from the Jays.
Yeah, saw a couple tweets today of the first call Brooklyn should be making is to Houston to get their own picks back.
Can we get those picks back, please? Lightest MX. MX Square Better. What time is your show on Super Bowl Sunday, Gil? I don't know, Kelly. When is our show on Super Bowl Sunday?
3 Eastern, noon Pacific.
Thank you, sir. Stephen Vegas headed to Arizona to check out a modern marvel in the Hoover Dam for the 30th time. Should I expect a taco truck with a Wi-Fi booster on the other side? I will be bonus hunting and need food, going from Fred Flintstone to George Jetson in a 45-minute drive.
Everybody keeps adding on to our idea. I like it. You know, they're helping me out here.
Mm-hmm. Eddie, vegan runner, sending me an image of, what was that? What was the Billy Bob Thornton character? What was the, Sling Blade. That's right.
Thanks, Kev. I was not going to be able to help out with that one.
Ben McGovern, I think the Commanders' game plan is a bit overblown. The Eagles turned the ball over 4 times. You're going to lose most games with that turnover margin. As I recall, it was the Commanders who turned the ball over first, giving the Eagles a 7-0 start. So I would humbly disagree. Rick Olia, can we get the VEASAN voiceover guy to do some sort of a speaking intro during Crack's song before it kicks in? Something like, it's time for Bill Crack. All right, we'll work on that. We'll get it done. Hey, let's get Ryan back in here. That was fun when he was in studio talking to us.
Yeah.
Jason Weingarten comes to us from under a cloud of smoke in Southern California. Talk all things betting. Or as Will Hill calls it, betting porn with Jason Weingarten. How you doing, Jason?
Pretty good. How's it going?
Good. Are you
big news this morning, I guess?
Oh, huge. You're not an NBA guy by nature. Does it move your needle at all?
No, I was kind of awake when it happened, though, or kind of around when it happened. Do you know when it broke? Like, what time exactly?
It was after 10 p.m. our time, I believe.
I think it was like 10:20 Pacific.
Yeah.
Around there.
I was asleep. I looked at my phone at like 4:30 in the morning and said, I saw, can't believe the Durant news. I was like, oh, he got traded. I thought that would happen. No, it doesn't move my needle that much. I will watch the playoffs, you know, NBA playoffs and stuff. But right now, you know, I have like one NBA future, maybe. I don't really follow. I follow college basketball much, much closer.
Do you have a college basketball future?
Yeah, I got UConn. I bet them when they started getting hot. I bet them again, like 25-1 this week or last week when the odds started drifting out. I have Kentucky at 40-1. That doesn't look like it's
doesn't look
going
so
anywhere. But you know, with Kentucky, they never really even start playing until like the SEC tournament. So, you know, I kind of throw all this out the window.
One never knows.
I don't know. It's a pretty top heavy year of college basketball.
Jason, I would argue there's lots of teams that could win in college basketball this year, but some might argue that Houston has a leg up or Purdue or one of those teams at the top. Are you rocking the mic? Are you standing and rocking the mic today? What's different about you?
So my screens on my desk are vertical. I have a couple screens and they're so high that I have to have the camera behind them.
I see.
So I stand now.
Oh, I thought you were about to
just so it looks.
It's looking good.
I thought he was going to spit some rhymes or something.
No, it's the easiest way to get the camera to work with my desk being where it is right now.
What do you have? Super Bowl 57 game total props. What do you have?
Chiefs. You know, if I'm going to lose with Patrick Mahomes, I'm going to lose with Patrick Mahomes. I was lucky enough to get some 3 when it drifted out. So, you know, always try to get the best number. Haven't bet the total props. I'm waiting with the total as high as it is. You know, you're going to get an inflated number on a lot of stuff, especially like Kelsey receptions, Kelsey yards, you know, Patrick Mahomes over 1.5, 2.5 touchdowns, stuff like that. You're going to get the best number on Saturday, or even Sunday. So I'm kind of waiting that out, waiting some golf out. Series Kribe, it's semifinals today. Pretty excited about that. The line started going crazy this morning, though. But
what
yeah,
do you
we
like,
got baseball,
what,
too.
What do you like in the Series Kribe? What do you like?
Venezuela. It's Venezuela's playing Colombia today. Same stadium they played yesterday. Venezuela won 7-4. And today the total opened up 7.5. Already got bet up to 8.5. You know, I think it probably goes over again, but the number's been moving all morning. The championships tomorrow will be the more interesting games for me will be the championship and the third place game tomorrow.
When you say same stadium, are you implying that it has a Coors Field-like effect in that stadium?
Oh, they're playing in, like, Caracas, Venezuela. It's like 4,600 feet or something, if I remember my college geography correctly, South American geography. But, it's not so much the altitude. It's just they played this exact same game yesterday, exact same team. The score was 7-4. I don't know why you would have opened up the total 7.5. It went up to 8 and 8.5 pretty quick, so not a big surprise there.
Yeah, it's the Colombia-Venezuela series, Serie del Caribe game today. Any World Baseball Classic future that you've bet?
I have not bet the futures yet. You know, we've talked about this. I think it's really top heavy.
Yeah.
The Dominican lineup. The more I think about the top of the Dominican lineup, you got, you know, Juan Soto, Machado, Julio Rodriguez, and Jose Ramirez. Like, we're talking best in the world sort of lineup there. But the pitching worries me. I'm not convinced that they have the pitching to beat, you know, the U.S., you know, with home field advantage playing in the U.S. or even Japan, who's, you know, bringing Shohei Ohtani with no restrictions and, you know, a full team of Japanese professionals. It's going to be pretty hard to beat. My money is probably going to be on Japan, but it should be a pretty competitive tournament. I think, there's a lot of teams that, you know, Venezuela, Mexico, teams like that necessarily wouldn't get considered. But they're going to bring strong rosters. They actually announced the rosters later today.
Israel in the group of death. My God, did they get a bad group?
Yeah, I'm hoping they get one win over Nicaragua. But think about it. It'll be fun. Speaking of that Dominican lineup, what's the Dominican run line going to be versus Israel?
I don't know. What do you think? -6.5? What do you think it'll be?
10.5, 8.5. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's probably not going to be high enough.
Oh, man, that should be fun. Golf this week, what did you bet?
I didn't bet anything pre-flop, as you say,
Waste management.
Waste management. Yeah. Most of my stuff overseas in Oman and Singapore is kind of where I got my attention. I got Alec Ogletree in Oman. He's like 1 or 2 shots off the pace. That's probably the most exciting thing I got going for me. Probably jump in Waste Management live. I just kind of wanted to see, you know, the first day. Such a big field, all the top guys, no reason to kind of jump in.
NFL awards are announced tonight. What's your biggest position?
Nothing. I'm as, unless Nick Gates is some surprise winner, which he's not going to be. I don't think I got anything exciting, at least.
Sadly, he's not one of the finalists, Jason, so it's not going to happen. We do apologize.
Yeah, bummer. Who's going to win the Rookie of the Year? I think that's the biggest question still.
I'm hoping, based on my ticket, I'm hoping it's Brock Purdy. I think it will be.
Do you think he's going to win? I don't know.
I do.
I truly don't know. I think there's cases to be made for everybody.
Oh, there are cases to be made for everybody. I do think the power of the quarterback position ends up winning out here, despite playing less than half a season. That would be
crazy. It would be unprecedented, as I like to say.
You know, things aren't precedented until they are precedented. Just want to point that out. Thank you, Jason. Great to see you, man.
Thank you. Go Chiefs. Talk to you later.
Go Chiefs. I'm with you on that. Brent Musburger joins us on the other side on the heels of his big interview with Billy Walters, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific tonight. His thoughts on Billy, his impressions of the interview, and what his take are, and what his take is, on Super Bowl 57 next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Enjoy the big game like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code SB1000 and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game are bigger than ever. Find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Sign up before the big game with bonus code SB1000 and get up to $1,000 back. Wow, and bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. New customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. First online real money wager only, though. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, or New York. Always a pleasure to have this gentleman on the show. He's a VSiN founder, of course, known as one of the greats of all time in sports media. It's our own Brent Musburger. Good morning, Brent. How are you?
Good morning, Gil. How are you and Kelly today?
We're doing.
It's a lovely day.
It is a lovely day.
Yes, it is.
And I want to get your lovely thoughts on Super Bowl 57 coming up. But before we get to that, tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, it is your exclusive interview, your second one, by the way, now in 2 years, or in a one-year span, it's your second one, with Billy Walters, the greatest sports bettor that ever lived. As Roxy Roxborough said, I mentioned this yesterday, is he the greatest handicapper of all time? Maybe. Or with his days with the computer group. Is he the greatest sports bettor of all time? Unquestionably. And I just want to ask you off the top, Brent, what is your impression of Billy just as a human being in talking to him and the forthrightness of the whole interview?
Gil, a very nice man. And I discovered that last year. I had never met him prior to the first interview a year ago. He was just a legendary name to me who had grown up poor in the state of Kentucky and had come to Las Vegas and made his mark and owned a half dozen golf courses and car dealerships. But I have found him to be a little deeper than that. For example, the book that you're referring to that we talk about tonight, The Gambler, the proceeds are going to go to a charitable organization here in Las Vegas, which treats handicapped children and does a wonderful, wonderful job. So there's a depth to Billy Walters that I discovered in the interview. And it is interesting when he talks about spending time in prison and then because of COVID when he's released and spends time with his wife, basically under house arrest in Carlsbad, California. I think people will be fascinated in learning the depth of Billy Walters and how he became the greatest sports gambler in the world.
Yeah, he gets super emotional at one point. I've been lucky enough to see a preview of it. Was there, I don't want to give away the whole interview tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, but was there one moment that sticks out for you perhaps above others or beyond the one that you just talked about and him talking about his days in prison and getting out of prison? Was there something else that stuck out to you?
Well, I think the whole is greater than the single parts. But one thing that did stand out to me, Gil, as a journalist, is that there's going to be trouble down the road for Phil Mickelson. Billy did not give me the details of Mickelson's refusal to testify on his behalf under the insider training allegation, which is what sent, well, it was no longer an allegation. He was found guilty, and that's what sent him to prison. And I think that the attorneys from Simon & Schuster have warned Billy to be careful about what he says concerning Phil until the book is published, because there's going to be trouble for Mickelson, who is a controversial character. And there's no doubt in my mind that that's what the media is going to seize on as soon as the book is published in the middle of August prior to the start of the football season.
Yeah.
So that certainly jumps out to me.
Okay. I gave a little context to it yesterday on this show as well. People seem to respond to the clip. Yes, that part really does capture people's attention for sure. Let's move on to Super Bowl 57, Brent. I know you've been a part of this with the NFL Today. So for so many of us of a certain age, present at so many Super Bowls, you've seen them all. Here we are at Super Bowl 57, the Eagles and the Chiefs. Here at the South Point, the Eagles are favored by 2. It's 1.5 consensus. The total is now up to 51. How do you see this playing out?
Eagles and under. And before we go into it, Gil, I have to tell you something. I don't think I've ever seen a week in which the Super Bowl has been sort of pushed aside by sports aficionados because of the NBA trade deadline. I've never seen anything like what's happened in the Western Conference, the remaking of it. Now, all the media is aligned, as they well they should be, down in Glendale, Arizona, in the Phoenix area, getting ready for the Eagles and the Chiefs. But it was shocking to me. I have to tell you one quick anecdote about the NBA before we go to the Eagles and the Chiefs, and
please.
That is, I was getting ready to bet the Denver Nuggets to win the West. I really love how Jokic plays. I love how they play together. Murray's a second superstar on that team. And I went to Circa to bet it, and they had taken it off the board, and it spoke to an injury with Dallas, and that's when I realized that their star was on the injured list for a few days. But then it got remade. I would not bet the Nuggets right now. I want to see what the Suns do with Kevin Durant. I didn't know about it last night. I had watched the NBA. I'd watched Kyrie Irving's debut with Dallas and saw how good he was as a distributor. But the NBA just rocked the world last night. It's a brand-new race in the Western Conference. Now, back to the Super Bowl. I hated to dart away from your question.
No. I love it.
The Eagles' defense, to me, the big matchup will be that Eagle front against Mahomes. And I'm going to throw Pacheco in there because as a running back, not known by a lot of people, seventh-round draft choice out of Rutgers, I'm very impressed. And I went back and looked him up, and I didn't realize that he had a 4.3 speed at the 40 at the combine. And that matchup, Pacheco and Mahomes against that front, is going to be very interesting because what the Eagles must do is to put pressure, and they have done it, with that defensive front, which is the deepest front that I've seen going into a Super Bowl kill in a long, long time. We all know Travis Kelce going to get his half dozen, seven passes, 75, 80 yards, touchdown. We all know that's going to occur. But and Billy Walters was waiting, by the way, for clarification on the wide receivers of the Chiefs. And I see that Smith-Schuster, not only is he getting ready to go, but he's got a $1 million bonus if he comes through in the Super Bowl and the Chiefs win it. So I'm sure that Billy is going to be on the Chiefs come Sunday. But I still like the Eagles because of the defense.
Have you made a prop bet? I know you love betting props as well, Brent. How many have you made, and what's your favorite?
I have two props. My favorite is that Patrick Mahomes will throw an interception. I went back and looked at the 49ers and the Bucs' two previous Super Bowls. He threw two interceptions in each of those games. He challenges the defense. He'll also throw touchdown passes. But I have Mahomes to throw an interception. That's my favorite prop. And you know me on the second one, tails never fails. Even though I've lost that 2 years in a row, I will be on tails for the coin flip.
I love, Brett, I love that you still do that. That you're like, no, I'm getting this till I get it right. Tails great. Again. That's awesome.
Exactly.
Before I let you go, Brett, you answered this in a different way last time you were here in studio with me when we talked about certain other sports memories. But Super Bowls specifically, what is your greatest memory of a Super Bowl? Which one do you immediately think of?
Super Bowl I, the Los Angeles Coliseum, the Kansas City Chiefs, Green Bay Packers. I was a newspaper man. Vince Lombardi hit the Packers out on us up in Santa Barbara, wouldn't let us see or talk to anybody. Hank Stram was open in Long Beach with the Chiefs. And Pete Rozelle, whom I knew as a PR guy from the Rams, was then the commissioner of the NFL, gave me a handful of tickets because the game was not a sellout. I couldn't find people who even wanted to go to the game. I still have tickets from the first game stashed away.
Do you?
You know, in my memory storage bank.
Wow.
And then after the game, there was... I was an afternoon newspaper man, so I didn't have to write in the press box. We were back in the hotel, and one of the PM writers in New York, his name really is not important because his family might be listening, but he had too many beers after the game, and he just kind of dozed off, and so about a dozen of us wrote his story for the New York newspaper that night. We each took turns writing a paragraph, a piece. That's Milton Gross. We gave him the lead. He was working for the New York Post. He wrote the lead, and I think I wrote paragraph 4 or 5. And the paper congratulated the writer. What a great story he had written after the game.
Well done, sir. Yes. What a great piece you wrote. It's as if you had multiple voices in the same piece. That's amazing. Brent, always a pleasure. We look forward to your interview with Billy tonight. Billy Walters, that is, at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, right here at VSiN. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Brent Musburger, everybody.
Man, Super Bowl One.
Super Bowl One. They didn't even call it the Super Bowl then.
I don't know what
hadn't
I did
come
last
up with the
week.
Name.
Brent remembers writing a story for that guy.
I can tell you what you did last week. We'll talk about that after the show. Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.